We know there are challenges in Iraq and in the region. And the president has developed a new strategy for dealing with the problem, which I applaud. This includes involving the government in Iraq and the military forces and the police in Iraq in a more aggressive way. Together, they have worked with our military and diplomatic leadership to come up with a new plan. A new plan that, if it is not undermined by the Congress, has a chance of succeeding. During the January 23 hearing before the Senate Armed Services Committee on the nomination of General David Petraeus to be commander of the multinational forces Iraq, General Petraeus said, and I quote, "I believe this plan can succeed if, in fact, all of those enablers and all the rest of the assistance is, in fact, provided," end quote. He also indicated, another quote, "It will not be easy, but if we could get them to where they are shouting instead of shooting, that would be a very substantial improvement," end quote. Madam President, it's obvious to me we need to do what we can to help stabilize this situation and bring our troops home. As a beginning point for this strategy, for it to work, we should show a commitment by our country to success. I support this new initiative, and I think we should give it a chance to work. This does not mean we should not monitor the situation or that the plan should not be adjusted as new developments occur, but we need to move forward in hopes of stabilizing Iraq, stabilizing the region, and in hopes of bringing our troops home at an early date. The president deserves our support in this effort, and I intend to support him.